It's our continuing coverage of Pella High girls basketball. As this interview is powered by Hy-Vee, we're catching up with Coach Blaine Forsythe as the Pella girls victorious over Ballard 62-58 on Saturday night in a regional semifinal here in Class 4A. Coach, down to the wire. Congratulations moving on to play DCG, but your thoughts on a fantastic game tonight.
Yeah, extremely proud of our girls. What an effort they put out on the floor. We knew we were going to have to respond to different runs, and Ballard's a really well-coached team, and that showed tonight. They're a state tournament team consistently, and for our girls to go out there and battle for 32 minutes, I just can't thank them enough for what they put out there on the floor tonight. And, you know, we're used to playing games, and all of a sudden we have almost 2 weeks off and no games. Proud of how our girls responded, and you know, how our scout team was able to replicate them despite not having anybody that's 6'1 and 6'3. So I thought our girls just did a tremendous job across the board, and couldn't be more proud of them.
Let's kind of start at the end of the game. You had an 11-point lead twice, including early in the fourth quarter. You hit a three-pointer to go up 47-36, and then as we fast forward about 6 minutes of game action, it's tied 55-55. So you see that 11-point lead completely evaporate. What was your message to your kids at that point in time, trying to help them get to the finish line?
Yeah, you know, we just wanted to continue to be us. I felt like we were a little bit rushed on the offensive end, and we weren't being physical down on the defensive end. You know, we were getting some fouls called on us, and they were probably fouls, and just kind of lost flow of the game there in the fourth quarter. You know, and Ballard did a good job of feeding it down low, and they just kept going back to it. And then I thought Maggie did a tremendous job. She came in and was guarding 21, probably an all-state player, and she just did some little things, and we were able to contest some shots and ultimately come away with the victory.
And how about Abby Warner, who hadn't scored in the entire game, and her first bucket is a putback in and amongst all those trees down there to give you the two-point lead?
Oh, she's a sneaky one. You know, just she gets after it defensively, and, you know, to get into foul trouble, she just prides herself on the defensive end, so for her to stay engaged even when she was on the bench and then being able to come in and do that, that was a huge bucket for us. Always proud of Abby with the heart that she plays with, and to get that bucket was a big one.
And then the very closing stretch, you know, they hit a three-pointer to get it down to a one-point game. Kennedy makes one free throw to get it to a two-point game. They make an errant throw. Kennedy, a couple of dagger free throws. Your thoughts on that final frantic 15 seconds?
Yeah, that was wild. You know, and for our girls to step up and knock down some free throws in an area where I would say early in the season we weren't super, we weren't efficient from the free throw line, and we had a lot of girls come up big tonight at the free throw line and defensively just making stops when they mattered most and being able to put away the game. So, you know, yeah, across the board, each of our players from the girls that were replicating scout to the ones that played, so many girls stepped up in big ways, and it just means a lot to see that come together for them throughout the course of the 32 minutes.
We're visiting with Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella High girls basketball team. They beat Ballard Saturday night 62-58. A couple other notables: Katie Sheckle was 17. She had a dozen in the first half as she helped you build that six-point halftime lead. And then Kennedy Van Vark had 13, and 11 of hers were in the second half, including 9 in the fourth quarter for the senior. So, you know, we've talked all year about the depth and different players and different nights and even in different quarters or different halves, and we saw that again tonight.
Yeah, you know, we talked to our girls, just trust that a teammate's going to be there to step up when you need it. And I thought Katie did a phenomenal job knocking down some big shots throughout the game. And, you know, Kennedy, I think, would she have two at halftime?
Four? Two at halftime,
two at halftime. Yep. And then, you know, she came up big, and, you know, Abby has been a consistent leading scorer for us over the last couple weeks, and, you know, she trusted that her teammates would be there for her when she's not scoring. So, you know, just across the board, just trusting each other and trusting that we're going to come up big in those moments is really what we're all about, and just being there for each other in big moments and, you know, tough times or, you know, whatever it might be, and I thought our girls did that tonight.
All right, so off a big victory over one state semifinalist from a year ago in Ballard, 62-58, the state champ from a year ago is awaiting on Tuesday night. And, Coach, two humps that we're trying to get over here. One is that hump over the regional final and back to the state tournament for the first time in several years. And the other one is the DCG hump that we haven't been able to get over. What do we expect on Tuesday night? What kind of game plan are we putting out there? And how do we beat DCG and get to the state tournament?
Yeah, you know, we're excited for the opportunity. Our girls have been talking about, you know, being in this position. Even, you know, at the end of last season, they just wanted to get to this spot where we would have give ourselves a chance. You know, and DCG is a phenomenal team. I respect the heck out of Coach Jones over there. And, you know, we're excited for that opportunity. And we know we can play with them just in our two games this year, both of them being single digits. So just making a couple small tweaks and just being ready to go on Tuesday will be big for us. You know, we'll make a couple small adjustments, you know, offensively and defensively, which we kind of put some things in throughout the week and, you know, wasn't necessarily for just this game or just DCG or anything like that, but just some small wrinkles that we felt might help us and put us in some different positions. So excited to be able to put that on the floor on Tuesday and see what we can do.
All right, congrats on a fun one tonight, Coach, and good luck on Tuesday.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Trevor.
All right, that's Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella High girls basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Final score on Saturday night in a regional semifinal, Pella 62, Ballard 58.